pitch. Down in the dirt, ball one. Fans on their feet chanting Tittle. You know how badly this Cleveland club wants to win it for Tittle. And 29,000 on their feet want it just as badly. The pitch. Swing and a little tapper. Right side, trickling down the line. Fair ball. Naylor grabs it. Steps on the bag. Ball game. De La Cruz never left home plate.
I told him the other day, I'm going to be rooting like hell for these guys. Might be in a rocking chair or something. Hopefully be on the golf course, but I will never not root for these guys. I love these guys, man. This has been 11 years of good.
11 years of good. They could put that on the back of the Tito t-shirt, that's for sure. We're talking this morning with Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads, and also your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, and Route 58 in Amherst. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
We are great. It was kind of an emotional night last night at Progressive Field. Give me a little bit of your feelings for it as a broadcaster, as somebody who kind of have, you know, sort of been through this and seen it, and sitting next to Tom calling that final play there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's sad. That's the hard part. I mean, it was a wonderful night. The things they did with the T-shirts and the tribute video, and I loved how the players made Tito stay out there because that's the last thing he wanted to do, and that was the only group of people who could make him stay out and you know, soak in what the fans were giving him at the end of the game. So that was really neat. But it's just sad because you're going to miss him. And it's interesting, Bruce, I just thought of it when we started here, when he said 11 years of good, there were some seasons, non-playoff seasons, yes, where they didn't get where they wanted to go. But you never, you know how sometimes in sports there's some teams that are unlikable? You know, you just don't enjoy them. I don't think there was ever any of that. There were some challenging seasons where things didn't go the way they wanted, this year included. But I don't think it was ever an unlikable team. And I think that's a credit to him and how he manages his players. And it's just sad that we don't have that anymore, but then you're thankful that you had 11 years because that's an eternity in any pro sport and certainly in baseball. So it was a wonderful night. I think they sent him off. Good for the fans. I mean, the night before, if there were 10,000 people in the park, it's about what you expected at this point in the season for a team that's out of it. But there were almost 30,000 last night, and it's because of Tito, and that was awesome, and good on the fans for that.
You mentioned about the way just as a fan and somebody sort of in the media, it's funny. It's you always enjoyed his press conferences, whether before or after the game, no matter whether they won or lost, the way he treated the media, as well as just kind of, you know, he just sort of talked to you like an every kind of guy. In other words, there was not a lot of manager speak or whatever that sometimes comes out of those guys in those positions.
And that's going to be something we'll all miss for sure. We're going to get to spring training next year, Bruce, and that would be my favorite time of year because he would meet with the media every morning at about 9 o'clock before the team went on the field to do their drills and everything they do in spring training. And just an update on the day and what happened the day before. And that would last about 5 minutes. And then he'd say, are the cameras off? Are the recorders off? And then we would talk politics or Browns or Cavs or University of Arizona, which he loves so much. The NCAA tournament for basketball. Like a half hour would go by and someone would say, do you need to be on the field? And he's like, oh, yeah, they're probably done stretching. I better get out there. he didn't need to be out there for stretch, but, he'd always make sure he'd be out there for the drills and stuff. But I'll miss that because I can't imagine anyone else doing that. Like, we've talked to other people from other teams, and they're like, what? That's what happens? I'm like, yes, it's great. And so we'll miss that.
Right. Well, sometimes there's managers who are, worried about what's coming up from above, and he had a good working relationship with the front office and the you know, the owners and that sort of thing too. So there maybe was a calm that he was able to translate through. He mentioned here he's going to watch the players, you know, from afar, or at least maybe, you know, after you leave. What kind of sense do you get of him? Because a lot of times with young players, you feel sort of I've molded, and that doesn't take credit for it, but he kind of sort of sees the direction, and he just wants to make sure somebody doesn't mess them up. You know what I mean? He must care that enough about the players to think that, I would think.
Well, I don't know necessarily if that's the motivation. I think he's, you know, there's been talk, you know, will he stay on in an advisory role? And I think he's very cognizant of whoever the next manager is. He does not want to be in any type of position that would be looking over that person's shoulder. And we saw that when he was sick in 20 and 21, and first Sandy and then DeMarlo Hale took over the team. He was adamant about them running the team as they saw fit. Obviously, if they sought input from him, he'd be there for them. But so I think he's very cognizant of that. I think more it's you spend from the mid-February to the end of September, hopefully the end of October, but in this case, the end of September, that's a long time. Every day you care about your players. And I think that's where it's coming from. You know, he'll take an interest in Stephen Kwan because that's a young kid who, you know, his first 2 years in the major leagues have been really good, and Tito's been a big part of that. And so he likes those guys. You know, they're friends, you know, as much as you can be in that situation. And you don't just walk away from that and not watch that and keep tabs on those guys.
Well, this weekend, final series, it's against the Tigers. They've got their own celebration going to be taking place with Miguel Cabrera. Talk a little bit your thoughts on that player who always seemed to be the nemesis for the Indians, Guardians, as well as kind of how they're going to kind of take care of that.
Yeah, it'll be obviously a celebratory weekend for them. I think they're going to do most of the formal ceremony on Saturday because Sunday's that day where everyone has to start at the same time and that kind of type of thing. So I think they're going to do that on Saturday. But here's how I'll sum up Miguel Cabrera with a quick story. Corey Kluber's first Cy Young season, 2014, was when the Tigers were still having their way with the Indians at the time. And it was late September, and Kluber was far exceeding any innings thresholds that he had ever been in. And they're facing the Tigers, and Cabrera hit a home run late off of them that changed the game. And he was asked afterward, you know, are you tired? You know, did you not have your best stuff? And he said, you know, I asked him about that, and he said, no. He goes, I made a good pitch. It's Miguel Cabrera. He hits good pitching, and he's one of the great play, you know, the great hitters. He's hard to get out, and he got me. And I'm sure there are pitchers throughout baseball who had the same issue with him, and he's certainly one of the great right-handed hitters of our era, and he will go into Cooperstown in 5 years, no question.
Absolutely. I'm sure they'll send a lot of good regrets. Thank you for your season. I'm glad he's gone out of the baseball. I could deal
exactly
with, you know, the way that works for that. But anyway, final season or end of the season coming up this weekend, and we'll talk again next as we kind of recap and kind of just sort of look forward, some thoughts on how things will maybe transpire for the 24 season that'll be coming up. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Bruce. Thanks.